We are looking at a future that looks a little even bit more challenging than what we have going on currently here in Maryland today. Today, we know that one in three Marylanders may be facing food insecurity. We know that food prices have gone up about 30% over the last 5 to 6 years, 30%. And then we throw in a government shutdown on top of that that's going to stop wages, put more pressure on families. It's going to be a tight situation for sure.
So what are you doing now, and what plans do you have to get help to people?
We are fortunate that we have a network, a really strong network across the state of Maryland. We serve the whole state except for Prince George's and Montgomery counties. We have close to 800 community-based partners that do this work day in and day out of connecting food to people in our state. So we have a really strong resource there. The first thing we're going to do is make sure that resource stays strong. They're a great solution, local solution, especially for people who are having to tap into the food assistance network for the first time. That can be a scary experience. So we like it when we can have a local organization that's the face of that work. And when that's not possible, we can always step in with mobile pop-ups and special programs.
So, what was it like the last time we had a shutdown for you? What did you see then?
We saw a lot of need in different places in the state, I would say geographically, and also in very specific sectors, right? So we were able to understand where a group of people or families might be located and they're no longer working because of the shutdown. And we also were able to stay connected to different sectors, different professions. So we knew, for example, federally employed electrical workers were out of work because of the government shutdown. So we took food resources directly to those people and those families. So we get our phones are going to light up here. People are going to be making sure that we know what's going on, and then we can be a hub for making sure that solution in the shape of food and also other resources is getting out to the areas and to the groups of people that need it most.
Talk about your funding situation. Are you looking for donations for people that are able to donate at this point?
Absolutely. We, in fact, are coming into our fiscal year, which started on July 1st, with a funding gap because of previous cuts to federal programs. So we are operating on a thin margin here, trying to stretch our dollars as far as we can. So any kind of financial contributions would be greatly appreciated.
Do you have any advice for people who might want to take advantage of one of your affiliates who maybe have never done so before?
Absolutely. Please go to our website, which is mdfoodbank.org. And right there up on the top corner is a little button that says Find Food. And what that does is it'll send you to an area of our website where people can find the food pantries that are located near them. And if for some reason that doesn't work, please feel free to call our front desk. You can find our number on the website or online. I'll give it to you here. It's 410-737-8282. But in case you need to find it, it's easy to find. We have great front desk volunteers who will help connect you into local resources and food pantries. I hear them do that all day long, and they're amazing. So that's always a great experience.
And before we let you go, just quickly, do you think you have the resources to deal with this a crush that you seem to think you're expecting?
That's a great question. I mean, we typically, as an organization, what we have done in previous shutdowns is we have followed the idea that we're going to do the work and we're just going to assume the money comes through to pay for it. So we are not going to slow down because of financial resources, and we just go on the assumption that they'll come through as the work goes. But we'll be there to meet the moment, no question. That's why we're here.